Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. It's Ken Sternfeld for the Daily Dose on Tuesday, April 30th. Today's bucket list day. What I mean by that is every once in a while, take a step back and you say, what's on your bucket list? What are some of the things you really hope to accomplish in your career, in your life, and things that, you know, you put down? I love that movie, The Bucket List, with Jack Nicholson and I believe Morgan Freeman. And some of the bucket list things that you put on your list may be experiential, or they may be just thought-provoking, or they may be educational, or career goals, financial goals, just experiencing life. I think that's what the bucket list is all about. What do you want to do in your life? Because once you do things in your life that advance how you feel about yourself, it allows you to do even more for yourself, for your loved ones, and others around you. Well, my bucket list isn't as much about the experiential parts or the going places or, you know, climbing Mount Olympus or, you know, bungee jumping or things like that because of some of the physical challenges I have. You know, the things that I put into my bucket list are people to meet, people to network with, people to have an opportunity to listen to hear their stories, to hear the fact of what's going on that was ticking in their brain when things occurred that made it wonderful for them to advance their life and to do the wonderful things that they accomplished. So, you know, one of the things that I always had the pleasure of experiencing when I was in the consumer electronics industry was attending many conferences. And when you attend conferences, they always bring speakers. They always bring, you know, inspirational people. Who are part of, I guess, their reason for either charging you to come to the event or just kind of giving you a little inspiration as it relates to their own vision for the business. So if you're working for a company, then they would want to motivate you. They put a Tony Robbins type of person in front of you. So they put Colin Powell. I've had the opportunity to meet many sports people because sports in life are so important. And I've heard from many sports leaders. One of the ones, as a quick call out, was Pat Summitt, a wonderfully inspirational woman and a leader. So again, if I put my own personal bucket list together, and I encourage you to all do the same, it just gives you an alignment to people who you respect, people who you are inspired by. So even if you never get a chance to meet that person, you can follow him or her and do what you can to be inspired and motivated by their accomplishments. One of the people on my personal and professional bucket list is Maxine Clark. In 1997, Maxine founded Build-A-Bear Workshop, and it gave children the opportunity to create their own personalized stuffed animals. Well, you might think that a pharmacist or a businessman might not be motivated or inspired by stuffed animals, but I am. Because what Maxine did with that personalized vision was she allowed guests to go through an in-store process in which they chose clothing, accessories, sounds, and even scents of their furry friends that they were creating. You know, the first spark of this inspiration came from Clark as she was shopping for Beanie Babies, you know, with, I guess, her friend's children. And she Kate remarked that it'd be easy for them to make a Beanie Baby, and thus the framework for Build-A-Bear was formed. You know, many adults at that time were skeptical about the business model that Maxine was initiating. But after all, you know, why go through the labor of creating a stuffed animal when you can just buy one off the shelf or a pre-made one instead? You know, others would say that what Maxine was doing was wonderful, and they gave her an enthusiastic thumbs up. You know, children, of course, seemed to love it, and the approval that she got from them really allowed her to formally pursue this process and this project. You know, the first Build-A-Bear workshop opened in 1997 in St. Louis, Missouri. It was an instant hit and continues to be so. And, you know, within 4 months, the store did $170,000. And in 4 years, they had 170 stores. And now they have, I believe, 400 stores. So, When you think about Build-A-Bear, and I think about building a bear for our pharmacy profession, you know, it's really about personalized and creating something that maybe hasn't been built before. You know, creating a pharmacist, almost like a furry friend, as weird as it sounds, for patients is a vision that I have. And putting that brick and mortar pharmacy aside, I believe that that furry friend, that pharmacist, needs to be involved with the child, the patient, the person who really needs them and wants them part of their life. And we have to get past some of the issues that are standing in our way to do that. One of the things that I heard about Maxine, and I never saw it verified or written up in her bios, is that I believe when she came up with this idea, she brought her family and friends together, and she had dinner one night. And I think there were, the story goes, it's just a story, that there were 10 of them at the table. And she mentioned her vision of Build-A-Bear. And she said to them, "You're my family, you're our friends. And I want to give you an opportunity to be part of this at the very, very core, at the very, very beginning. And be part of the company, the infrastructure, the stockholders, the people who are stakeholders in what I believe is going to change not only the stuffed animal business, but think about what Build-A-Bear has done to change the retail business, about offering a more personalized approach to stuffed animals. So as we offer a more personalized concierge approach to healthcare, I'm mirroring, as crazy as it sounds, Maxine Clark's vision of offering a personalized approach to healthcare. And building a bear is like building a pharmacist. And that pharmacist has a heart. I mean, there's actually a heart, procedure they call when you put the heart and you start the heart beating of your Build-A-Bear. Well, the hearts have been beating for pharmacists for decades, forever. It's time to let that heart touch the hearts of our patient and not be limited by the brick and mortar PBMs, by the retail chains who want to just flip burgers at fast food pharmacy, by the industry and the business of pharmacy, which is holding back the profession of pharmacy. Well, like Build-A-Bear, you know, where now they're in every mall and every environment and communities all across the country, I want pharmacists to be right there in those community environments as well, helping the children. Because as people get older, they become the children we have to take care of. Our population is living longer. Our population needs more help. Pharmacists can provide that help. We are building a bear concept with concierge pharmacists. We are building the future of healthcare. And I don't know, I'm no Maxine Clark, okay? I'm not looking for anything but getting up in the morning and saying, gee, I love what I'm doing, which I do. I enjoy talking about it, which I absolutely do. And I hope that we can inspire and bring others in who have that like-minded vision. Nothing more, nothing less. There's no cost of entry to care. There's no studying. You don't have to go to school to care. You don't need letters after your name in a degree to care. Those Build-A-Bears care about the people who they are part of their life with. Every pharmacist is a little Build-A-Bear. And I want RxVIP with the Pharmacy Podcast Network being the voice to all those people out there who want to help patients, for our profession to advance to a degree where we are the leaders in healthcare, not the followers who aren't recognized as providers. Build-A-Bears provide care, compassion, empathy, and love to the people who take them home. Well, that's what a pharmacist does, in my opinion, every single day. So thank you, Maxine Clark. Thank you. Now, she stepped down as CEO of Build-A-Bear several years ago and is doing amazing other things for the community, to help people, to help people. At the end of the day, if you wake up every morning trying to help people, you're living a good life. So thank you, Maxine, for inspiring me personally and professionally. I can only hope and dream that we come close to building a profession that can really advance the careers of the next generation of providers. It's Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose on Tuesday, April 30th. Have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.